You there, Mom?
I'm here.
Okay.
Well, how are you doing? I was
doing fine. So Dad's out of town?
He's in Nashville.
Nashville. That's right. They're up there for that little show they had
to
go to.
Yeah, that's right. He left, I guess, around 12 o'clock.
Okay. Left you high and dry, huh?
Yeah, he did. I was listening to TV and then I was reading a book. And we had a hailstorm last night.
Well, you did.
2 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden, all this hail started coming down, hitting on the skylight and the windows, and Dad had to get up in his bare feet and run out and pull his Jeep in the garage. Cause last time it happened, it damaged a lot of cars.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that kind
of thing. It wasn't a serious one, though, huh?
But it was. There was little piles of ice all around this morning.
Isn't that something?
Did y'all get any?
No, none at all. We, you know, of course, now, night before last, not last night, this past night, but the night before, I guess Friday night, we had it just middle of the night. It was just a storm. I mean, thunder, lightning, pouring down rain.
Well, that's
you know, all the kids were up and coming, getting in the bed, and then it rained all day yesterday.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we got sort of the after effects of that. It rained last night some, but not. It just made it real messy, knocked down all the little stuff out of the trees, you know, and just the streets have all this little branches in them and whatever. But
well,
could have been a lot.
Y'all don't need a new roof, do you?
No, that was my thought because we had to get one last time, and we still haven't gotten our carpeting down from.
Haven't got that from the flood yet.
No.
Y'all just have one natural disaster.
We really
after
have.
Other.
It's just been hard to take care of it all. We got the wooden floor put down in the hall, and that's all. But fortunately, the other two bedrooms, you know, we don't go in there very much.
Right.
And so maybe this week we can get on the carpeting and get it in. But I was wondering about you and heard from you.
No, no, we've just been kind of plucking away down here.
Yeah, what's been going on?
Well, let's see.
Tell me about the children.
The children are doing fine. Let's see, they're just doing their work, and Stephen's playing T-ball a little bit, trying to get into that a little bit. I think he's still a little bit young for it.
Well, I think
he can't get out there and concentrate on it. You know, he gets out there, wants to just jump around, hoot and holler, and play.
Well, that's very typical of what we saw I think it was maybe year before last when Dad started that, and it was, I mean, hysterical, you know.
I mean, they hit a ball and he kind of, whoop, there it goes. It went right by me. Look at there.
And then the next year, you know, they improved a lot.
Yeah.
But what I started doing was sort of sitting there and really cheering each one of them on. Mm-hmm. Saying, run, you know.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. And they kind of got in the spirit of it.
But he really enjoyed soccer.
Well, good.
He got into soccer. I mean, he really would get out there and run and, you know, he would get into the competitive part of it. You know, but T-ball, he's just kind of out in a different world.
I don't know. It's kind of a funny concept to hit the ball, and then the ball goes one direction, and you've got to run another direction.
Yeah, I just think they start them a little young myself.
Well, they do.
And they got little girls out there.
Yeah,
you know,
they have
the
little girls.
Yeah, that's just so foreign to me. You know?
I know, but the girls kind of drop out after a while.
Like practice, they get cold and have to leave and all that kind of stuff, you know.
One time, let's see, I don't know who, what it was, I guess it was either T-ball or softball, I think. And there was a little girl on there, and she hit the ball, and her mother was saying, what a lady.
Oh, gosh.
But I don't see many girls out in the, you know, competing after about 7 years old. But they have their own little teams.
I think they get some softball teams going or something after that. I think after the boys get the buddy ball, I think they kind of go to softball.
But there's still something good about them going through the process, even though, you know, they don't know what's going on. There's a little bit that does attach in their mind the next year. They kind of build on that, you know, and I think it's kind of good for them. They see little different people, and
well, it's good for them, you know.
Yeah.
But
That's just okay. You're right.
I wish he would take it a little bit more serious, because he could be good at it.
Well, he will.
He can hit good.
Give him a little time, and he will.
Oh, I'm not pushing him.
Oh, I know you're not.
No, I'm not pushing. I just let him go out there and have fun.
But ours were just unbelievable when they were. And the first time, let's see, I think Nash hit the ball, and they said, run, run, and Peyton, who was little bitty at the time, ran out and tackled Nash. He was on the sideline.
Laid him out.
He laid him out.
Mm.
But I love to go to him. I want to come see Stephen do some stuff.
Yeah. I say he practices Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
And they got practice probably for a couple more weeks. And then they'll start games. And after that, they don't have practice. I think they just have games.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all during the week. That's the only thing about it, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. None of the games are on Saturday, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good and bad.
Yeah.
But that way your weekend's not messed up. But
that's right. That's right. Well,
with daylight savings time, you know, you can start a game in the
that's
evening.
That's right.
Have
it's,
time
kind
to
of,
play.
It's really kind of nice then when you can sit out late, you know, in the afternoon.
Right.
And get a few laughs watching.
That's right. There's a big turnout, man. A bunch of people turn
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah. They do. They come out and bring their ice chests and their chairs and sit. But our games got rained out this weekend.
He didn't even have practice all week. It got messed up.
Well, they're already starting soccer again. I don't know. I understand.
Really?
But, yeah, they go right. They just now starting soccer again. And Nash was supposed to have a game at 2 and Will at 3. But they got went rained out. And then Will had his first baseball practice this afternoon. They went over to the golf world, you know, where they had the pitching things. And,
right.
Now, Stephen might enjoy doing that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes to hit the ball. He's got a good eye.
Oh, I know it.
Hitting.
Now, he does have an eye of a baseball, you know. He loves to bat it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he loves to hit.
He really does. Well,
he's a good hitter. He stands up there. You know, he always drives it through the infield.
Well, some of them can't even hit it. So
it's hilarious. They stand up there and swing and never hit it.
And the coach patiently comes and puts it back on there. Well, you know, they didn't have T-ball when you were little.
No. I never even heard of T-ball for just a couple of years ago.
Y'all started right out just pitching.
Well, you started out Little League. And that's, you know, you were what, 9, 10 years old probably? My first team was Miller Hardware, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, no, Maytag. Howard was on Miller Hardware. Mine was Maytag.
And then they go into, in fact, I've got a book, an album to give to you, and I'm going to fix another album with a lot of pictures I've been going through them. And I have one of you, and Dad was the coach.
Yeah, that was Maytag.
And
that was minor league, and we went to Little League.
I think Steve Wilkinson was in there.
Yeah.
And then after T-ball, they do what they call softball, and the coach throws the ball.
They call that buddy ball here.
Buddy ball, yeah, buddy ball, that's right. Throws it, I think, underhanded to them. And they get pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just last year, Will started the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And they get, you know, pretty serious by then.
Oh, yeah, by then, yeah, you're taking it. You're out there to win.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I hadn't talked to you since we went to Hawaii.
I know. Wasn't it nice?
It really was. It was nicer than I ever intended. I knew it was going to be wonderful. But we stayed in such a nice hotel. I love the Royal Hawaii.
Yeah, it's a classy old hotel.
It is, and I thought about you. I had that. Did you get my card?
Yes, we did. I think y'all, about the day y'all got back, we got your card.
Oh, I was wondering how long it would
take. I looked at the postmark. It was 4 or 5 days since you had sent it, you know, before it got here. But, yeah, we got it.
And we had the cheeseburger with onion on it right by the pool. That was lovely.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah. And we didn't really, I'd like to go back because we just, of course, stayed there 2 nights. And so we didn't really get to see a lot of Honolulu.
Yeah, did y'all go down to, like, the Kahala Hilton?
No, we didn't get to do any of that.
Yeah.
We went to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that was nice.
And then we went to
Did Dad get emotional? Pearl Harbor.
Not as much as I thought he would.
I thought, yeah, because, you know, you watch that movie and then you go out and a lot of people get, you know, tear up a little bit.
Well, those people were, you know, really, I didn't get as emotional as I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just because I don't know, I just was prepared for it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but Dad, you know, he's all
interested.
Oh, he's
so emotional anyway.
Yeah,
know?
He gets into that World War II stuff, you know.
Yes,
I thought about that. I said, I bet he gets real emotional with that.
I was surprised he didn't stand there and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. Start singing the songs.
He said, I'm not kidding.
I know it.
He turns into a kid when
uh-huh.
he's on a trip like that. But,
well, you're supposed to.
Yeah, that's right. And he liked it much better than he's
well, the last time I talked to him, he really seemed to, he said he loves Hawaii.
Uh-huh, he did. And the climate was just wonderful.
Oh, the weather's something, man.
We didn't have any rain whatsoever.
You got the breeze blowing all the time.
It was when we were in Maui, I overheard someone say, I told you you'd get so lazy, you don't even want to read a book. You just lie there, you know.
Mm.
But the Four Seasons was wonderful, and this Princeville Hotel was wonderful, too. It was just, they were so nice to you. They would come
yeah.
around with little rolled-up towels of ice cold to put on your eyes, or they would have a bottle of spritz to spritz your face with ice water,
mm-hmm.
different stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just
and
so pretty.
And I
thought about
it a lot. And listen, I've got Miriam's birthday presents.
Okay.
That I couldn't mail them to her.
Okay.
Because they're bulky.
Right.
And I'm sure it's the first time I've ever gotten her presents to her, but we'll...
Well, we'll just have to
yeah.
get together.
Did she have a good birthday?
She did. She had a real good birthday.
Did y'all get to Bellingrath?
We made it to Bellingrath, and that weekend went real good. We went and stayed at courtyard by Marriott,
mm-hmm.
and they had an indoor pool. It was real, we went swimming. They got to go swimming, and Sophie and Miriam went shopping on that Saturday, and then I took Stephen and Mary Elizabeth to the Alabama boat.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
There in Mobile Bay.
Uh-huh.
And we toured the boat, and then we went over and went all through the pavilion there with all the airplanes, and they had a flight simulator set up. We did that and went on the submarine.
Did they like it?
Yeah, they did. They had a ball.
Oh, I bet they did.
And we went out to eat that night at Olive Garden.
Oh, yes. They just opened one here.
Yeah, they're good, too.
Uh-huh.
They're real good.
Then
we came on back the next day.
Well, you know, the weather was
went
kind of
Bellingrath
that weekend.
Yeah, and, you know, we couldn't decide what day to go to Bellingrath. And me and said, well, let's just go Sunday. And so we waited till Sunday, and that was the prettiest day.
Oh, good.
And we got there, and it was just beautiful.
Did you go through the house, too?
No, we never have been through the house. Just never have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've seen the pictures of
mm-hmm.
it, and the house is pretty. But we just walked through the gardens, and all the tulips were blooming.
I would love to take her sometime up to Delaware when we were in the...
yeah,
Arlington.
Where's that place up there? Robert's wife from Delaware, and I've heard her talk about
yeah,
that place.
Oh, something guard, the man that built them. I can't...
But anyway, I hear they're... They say it'll make Bellingrath.
Well,
like
it does. Oh, it's no comparison
yeah.
whatsoever. But so we must do that weather sometimes.
The Bellingrath, they've really... they've improved it a lot. I don't know how long you've been since you've been there.
Years.
But they've really brought that place along.
Oh, I'd like to see it again.
They've really got it fixed up good.
Well, Dad said the children had a little virus.
Yeah, they. Sophia was sick, and Miriam was sick, and Stephen was sick.
What kind was it? Was it a sleeping virus?
I don't know what you call it, but...
Because that's why I had it at the first of the week, I think, and all of a sudden it just sort of hit me out.
Yeah, Sophia was exhausted, and...
That's what I was.
Just, and they were all stopped up.
Uh-huh.
And I think Sophia had a touch of the flu.
Yeah.
And Miriam just had the bad, bad sinus infection.
Oh, dear.
Stephen had the ear infections, and... Mary Elizabeth did fine, and I did fine.
Well, good.
But Sophie was sick as any of them, and that was tough with her being sick. But.
Well,
But they're all doing a lot better. They're all well now, and we're all over that.
Well, that's good.
But it lasted about a week and a half.
Well, mine just, in fact, I was having my neighborhood luncheon club at my house. You have it about once every year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It was my turn, and they'll never know what I went through to have that luncheon because I felt so terrible.
I had
gotten real. That flight back from Hawaii is really tough.
Oh, that's coming back is a killer.
It is. We were absolutely exhausted over that. And then I went to Shreveport for a couple of days.
Yeah, when I called and talked to Dad last, you had gone to Shreveport.
Yeah. And
how's Mimi doing?
Well, she's...
She says she's not doing real well.
She isn't. She got, while we were gone, she got sick with a really bad bladder infection, had fever 104.
Mm.
And I think she is feeling a little bit better now, but it's just hard for her.
Yeah, said she fell.
Yeah. I don't know if she fell because I think she might have just gotten her foot kind of caught in her walker.
Tripped
or
something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It didn't hurt her. But the bladder, in fact, I really think she was sick with a bladder infection then, and they didn't, she didn't know it, and they, I think she was sick with it for a couple of days before they really realized.
Mm.
But I talked to her, I call her almost every day, and I talked to her today, and she said she thought she was feeling a little bit better. But
okay.
It's just one of those things that I don't know anything else to do but, you know, try to encourage her because she needs care all the time.
Right.
But let's see, what else is new? Well, Don Noblin has a new little baby girl.
Oh.
Their third one. And Miss Noblin's doing better.
Good.
And you know, taking a long time, but she's doing a lot better. And
she's still living across the street.
Yeah. And Dawn and her husband have moved in with them. They were in Montgomery, and then they came back here
mm-hmm.
and got another job. And I think they're gonna live there till they
get the feet on the ground.
Yeah, and they're try to build a house or something.
Yeah.
But I really hadn't seen too many people lately. How's your job doing?
Keeping me busy.
You been gotten some new customers or anything?
Well, no, just the customer I got. Well, I got this new account in Hammond that I've been working on. It's all open now, up and going.
Okay.
And then it's doing good. And then my best customer down the coast. He's fixing to pop open a new store in Bay St. Louis.
Mm.
So I got that going on. So just busy as
mm-hmm.
busy. I'm probably having my biggest month ever this month.
Well, good.
You know,
good.
So it's been really.
I know you've earned it.
It's really been busy.
They moved their offices.
Yeah, I got a notice.
Oh, did you?
He sent a notice to me. He told me they were moving.
Well, he's really keeping you informed, isn't he?
Yeah. And, well, when you had gone to Shreveport, we talked for a
uh-huh.
while, I think. And but we got a notice in the mail yesterday, change of address.
Yeah. And Chip Estes gave his notice, and so he went to Nashville with Dad today.
Okay.
And
Howard goes. He's staying here.
Howard left. Yeah, he had to leave early this morning, he and Joyce, because they had to have everything set up, whatever that is, in the morning, I think. So they left early. And... I think it's at the Grand Ole Opry Hotel.
Yeah.
But Dad seems pretty calm about everything, you know, and seems real enthusiastic, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to all go well as far as if it turns out the way he's planning on it.
Right.
And, so you'll have to come up soon and see the office.
Yeah, I know where it is. When we were up there for Christmas,
yeah,
he showed me. Yeah, we didn't get to go in it because it was occupied. But
It looks down
nice.
On the street.
Yeah, boy, it's a nice office. It really is.
And I've got a good surprise for you too when
okay.
I see you. So y'all get you. Are you coming up for Easter?
No, we're gonna be here.
Well, I thought maybe y'all come up and eat at the University Club with us.
Well, we're just gonna be here, and we'll probably get up there within the next maybe the week after that or something like that.
Oh. Well,
so Easter is next weekend, right?
Yeah, it is.
So probably the following weekend we might get up there.
Think so?
Maybe so.
Well,
we need to.
Yeah, you do. And we want to come down and see y'all anytime you can accommodate us.
Anytime y'all won't need to come down, come on.
Well, we'll see how next.
We got the house about fixed up on the inside. We're not completely through, but
well,
it's enough.
Great.
It's enough to where, you know, it you know you can function in it.
In fact, I almost thought about it with him being gone. I thought, I think I'll call Steve and see if I'd come in and spend the night.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had really a lot to do today,
yeah.
So I didn't. But I'm gonna do that one of these days.
Starting on the outside of the, you know, yard work. That's
mm-hmm.
our.
Have you gotten?
That's our big kick now, getting started on the outside.
Well, this is a good time of the year to do that.
Yeah.
Well, what's Sophia been up to?
Let's see. She's been just like she was sick for a while, so
mm-hmm.
she's kind of getting over that.
She didn't get a substitute teacher either, does she?
No. No fill-in teachers. And she's just been working around here with the girls and
well, are
taking
they
care of them.
Still taking their ballet?
Still doing dance and still doing music. You know, they do dance on they do dance one day and then they have music on Thursdays.
Are they enjoying it?
Yeah, they love it.
Good.
They love it.
Was Mary Elizabeth up here at the ballet? Did she come up and go to the ballet?
Yeah, she went up there and went.
Someone told me they thought they saw her at the ballet.
Yeah, that was. She had learned the. She'd been studying the catechisms. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
The children's catechisms.
Mm-hmm.
And she's learned it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she'd been doing it for like almost 3 years.
Mm.
And that was her reward.
Well, that was lovely. That
to go
took
see
a
her.
Lot of hard work to do.
Yeah, and she said it today to the preacher here in town, so
oh,
now
boy.
She's through. So.
Well, good for
so
her.
She made it through there. She made that. So we're real proud of her for doing that.
Well, I am too. That's wonderful.
And
they're all so smart.
I can't believe they did it. I mean,
that's
I sat wonderful. There and listened to her say it to the preacher, and it just amazed me.
Well, I was so amazed at Stephen telling the Christmas story.
Yeah.
Did you ever get that on
I got it on
video.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Well, I want to see it on video.
Okay.
I'd like to have a copy of that, in fact.
Okay.
Very much so.
All right. Let's see what else is going on. I think we still got 10 more minutes to talk.
Oh, right. Let's take advantage of it.
But
what's been going on in Picayune?
In Picayune, let's see, they've been having a lot of drug arrests around here. And
I saw that.
Kind of wild and woolly neighborhood down here.
Let's see, there was something, some person that they arrested in Picayune about drugs. I don't hear too much about. In fact, I was in the beauty shop yesterday, and this girl said, we're going down to see some friends of ours in Picayune.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say, who are they? Do you know my son?
But it's a growing area.
Yeah.
You know, it's as far as population is growing. I guess a lot of it due to New Orleans, people
mm-hmm.
moving out of New Orleans, and there's a little industry going on around here. It's kind of close to the Gulf Coast, and right, you know, it's kind of right south of Hattiesburg. So it's a growing area, but we're settling in.
Close to New Orleans.
I mean, we can be in New Orleans in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
how are your neighbors?
Neighbors are great. Neighbors are real good. You know, of course, we've gotten to know the Hersheys across the street real well.
Yeah, yeah. When's the pool opening?
I'll have to wait till the weather gets straightened out, and then they're traveling a lot right now.
Yeah.
They're real busy with their.
It's flea market time, isn't it?
Well, they don't do flea markets.
Oh, they don't?
They do, he's an inventor.
Craft show.
He's an inventor.
Oh.
And they've invented this machine. It's called Circle Master.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sold to the framing industry. People who like frame pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts the mats for frames. And it cuts real fancy scallops and all type of designs into the mat.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done that. He's got another machine he's invented. Invented a lot, and they go around the country to these shows for the framing and picture industry, and that's where they travel to.
All over the United States.
All over the United States. I mean, they go to New York, Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas. They go all over, and they just they just got their biggest order not too long ago, and which really kind of put them over the hump. Some big craft chain store
mm-hmm.
has bought their equipment, and they're going to put it in, like, all their stores.
Mm, that was a big break.
And they bought, like, 3 pieces of machinery from them. And so that's, like, 90 different stores. So they're going to have 3 pieces of machinery going into each store.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to make all these and get them shipped out. And he sold another invention to the Fletcher Company, and they're producing it now. So they're doing real well with it.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, they got a unique product.
Well, do they enjoy the traveling?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they're kind of they're looking toward retirement. They've kind of been doing it long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think they've made a lot of friends, you know, in what they've done in traveling. And they go see friends, and they got family across the country, so they kind of make trips out of it when they go. So
I would love to go to England with us sometime. That would just be my dream.
Yeah, well, I'd like to go there.
I really want you to. Maybe we can do that one of these days.
You never know.
Because we get a lot of points for free tickets, you know, for flight tickets.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get enough where we can take y'all or something. Because you really, I know you would like to go.
Oh, yeah.
Has Sophia, I know she's been to Switzerland, but.
Yeah, she's been to England.
She's been to England.
It's been a long time, but she, you know, she's
like
been
it.
There. Oh, yeah, I think she did. Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first met her, she told me she was a travel bug.
Yeah, she loves to travel. She's a good traveler. And she went, I think when she was young, they went on some big trip around the world.
Her mother took her to India, she and Robert, I think.
Yeah, that's during that trip. They went
mm-hmm.
to India and England and all different kind of places.
That's
I think that's
unbelievable.
It was. And I think that's when she went. So it's been, you know,
did it,
a long time.
Did it make a real impression on her so that it helped her, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Had to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that age, to travel the world and see, you know.
She was not very old, was she?
No, she was probably,
I remember her saying that Robert took care of all the money.
Well, she's probably, what, 10, 12 years old, something like that.
Her mother was brave to do that.
Yeah, I can't believe they did it.
Really?
She told me about it. What? Come on. No way. But they did. Just her and her mom and her brother.
And does her uncle that lived there, is he still alive?
Yeah. He's the only one of Sophie's mom's brothers that's alive. They live up in Arkansas.
Yeah, I remember them at the wedding. He was very nice.
Yeah, and he's retired.
Was he in the hardware business?
Yeah, they own a hardware store. They're out of it now. But he and his brother owned one up in Arkansas. In fact, they bought from Orgel when they did business.
Oh, really?
And they got out of it. And then he and his wife travel. In the summertime, they go to these national parks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like guides at these national parks.
Interesting.
And they go around, you know, people need information, they give out information. And,
they
get to stay free and all that kind of stuff. They pull their little camper home and they have a good time.
That is really nice. Neat.
That's how they spend their summers.
Did Dad mention to you that he has reserved a beach house? I know he talked about
this. Nope, didn't say a word.
Well, I know he's planning on it. I'll have to check in with him.
Okay.
We were trying to decide if we wanted that same one again. I think we're going to go down that way the end of April. Maybe we'll
get to be that time of year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The beach calls him.
Yeah.
Well, how is Robert and his family?
They're all doing fine. She's pregnant.
You're kidding.
No, we just found out not too long ago.
Well,
she's,
that's wonderful.
She's been pregnant for a while. We just found out. She's kind of held off telling everybody.
How about that?
Yeah, so that'll be the third.
I wish we had some more little babies to look for.
Oh,
really?
You got to look somebody else.
Well, that's what Howard Nevlin said.
Yeah.
Y'all all had, for 6 years, we had one every year.
It was hot and heavy there for a while, but that's about it now.
Oh, boy, I'd love to have another one. Well, are they thrilled?
I think so. I think it was a surprise, but I think they're happy, you know.
Oh, that's just wonderful. It really is.
So there.
I miss those little babies.
So they'll be having a new one, and
When's it due?
Ooh, it's probably like about, I can't remember. But she's been